Oh, this was such a bad idea. What was I thinking? What was I thinking? And hi! Hi! Come on in! Come on in. It, no, you're not interrupting. I asked you to come and see me, so please just take a seat. Just not that one. Not that one. That chair. It's a trapdoor. That one. That one. That's fine. So welcome. I mean, thank you for coming. This is you look nice in your uniform. I mean, Black Clever. Thank you for coming. Would you like a cup of tea? Maybe some biscuits? Just, you know, make yourself at home. Never leave. What? No, you're not in trouble. Why would you think you're in trouble? Yes, I did ask for you to come and see me, but that doesn't mean that you're in trouble. Well, yes, I mean, ordinarily, when I call a minion into my office, it's to kill them because they've failed me. And, yes, that's why there's a trapdoor under that chair. But you have not failed me at all. I mean, you are the perfect employee. In fact, I mean, you are. You're just doing top-notch work, and I just wanted to talk to you for the 2-week employee review, which I do with all of my employees, every single one, every henchman, every minion, just every Well, it's a new thing that I'm introducing. I want to have more of a. I want to be more involved in HR, because normally I'm just involved in the murdering of minions. Not that I enjoy killing people. Well, I don't enjoy it. It's just, you know, it's a little perk of being a supervillain. That sounded bad. So you've been with me, us, not with me. I mean, it's not like we're dating at all. I mean, you've been with the organization for 2 weeks. How are you finding it? Just generally good. Good. I'm glad that you're finding it interesting and great. Yes, you did. You did meet Mr. Bond, and he was very. I mean, you were just so helpful to him. You were just so helpful, just helping him escape like that. I mean, just so helpful. What? Why would you be in trouble for letting Mr. Bond go? I mean, it's not like he's trying to stop me. It's not like he's my enemy. It's not like he's my nemesis. It's totally not like he's my ex. At all. And I mean, why would you care if we dated? I mean, it's not like you're jealous. Are you jealous? You're not, of course, because, but anyway, that was a great job that you did. Letting him go. Just letting him go was just, I mean, yes, generally, we would want to keep him contained within the secret base. But, you know, it's not like I like that base. It's not like I spent 10 years building it at all. I mean, it was just a moon base. Just a moon base. I wasn't attached. It's not like I decorated each room, planned all of the traps, you know. It's fine. I mean, I can always build another moon base. Maybe we could build it together. I just mean, you know, as a minion, as part of the organization, you could help me build it. You could have your own room. It could be next to mine. I mean, I'm not mad about it. It's perfectly fine. Just, you know, wonderful. Yes, you did. You did help him find a big bottom of doom that was just, that was pretty good. That was, yeah. You are an excellent minion. Just really excellent. I mean, so what if you let my nemesis go? So what if you were instrumental in my moon base being blown up? I mean, I can always build another base, and it's only your first, you know, you're new. Just, yeah, you're a great minion. You're just. I am not, letting him go wasn't the best thing, really. I mean, in the first thing in the induction pack is, you know, don't let him escape. But I mean, so, you know when I offered you the job of minion? And, you might have, so, I find it really hard to date. I mean, I don't, I mean, it is surprisingly difficult to date as a supervillain. I mean, you end up dating people that you meet on the job. Hence, Bond. Biggest mistake of my life. Just, you know, it wasn't the womanizing. I you know, it really was kind of the womanizing. It was more like the cheesy one-liners. Just, you know. And to be fair, has a slight alcohol problem. Just always martinis. Never tea, just martinis. Just always martinis. And very specific, very specific. You know, once I served him a stern martini and oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. So, you know, I find it quite difficult to get into. I mean, to dating's difficult. And I'll admit, when I approached you in the tea shop, which, I totally didn't build to entice you in with your favorite cake in the window at all. Well, I kind of did because I was out walking portly and I saw you and I didn't follow you because following is so 1960s. Instead, I just tracked your every move on CCTV. So many cameras, and you are really photogenic, just so photogenic. And I was going to ask you out and I just asked you to come work for me instead. You don't really, I mean, you're not bad at being a minion. It's just like, you know, being a minion's not for everyone, and you did let, I mean, you let him go. I thought it was a good idea. Just, you know, I thought that if we worked together, you would get to know me and we could have an office romance and it would just be, you know. But it just hasn't really worked out because you let my nemesis go and I miss my moon base. Oh, not that it's your fault. I mean, a little bit. It's his fault. It's Bond. It's always fucking Bond. I just don't think that you're really suited. I'm I'm kind of letting you go. No, I'm not killing you. Oh, yeah, that was... See, you remember that from the induction pack. The only way to leave the company is death. No, I'm not going to kill you because I like you. I just think that I shouldn't date people I work with, and I would like to date you. So obviously you can't work for me anymore. So I thought you could just, you know, you could be my, we could date if you wanted. I mean, I don't need to feel pressurized into dating. You would like to date me? I'm a supervillain. You know. Oh, you think I'm a really good supervillain? Right, thank you. Oh, yes. Oh wow, that's. See, a lot of people don't see the merit in such a plan as poisoning all the coffee in the world and all the Oreos. That's part B. I hadn't told anyone that. But yes, I'm going to like drug all the Oreos and then I'm going to take over the world. Just because, you know, people love Oreos and people love coffee and it's just fantastic. I mean, everyone expects a laugh at me when I came up with my plan. I mean, they really just laughed at me. And then they just drank the coffee and Oreos I put for the meeting. They don't laugh anymore. And that's why I am now in charge of Spectre. You see? You think that's sexy? Really? I mean, you're not working with Bond, are you? I just mean because you're really attractive and okay, no, good, great. So, great. Brilliant. So, I'll go and hunt him down. And, you want to help? That's wonderful. And, I would love you to help. I don't really think it's a good idea that you have. I mean, you're not great with guns. I mean, it doesn't even hurt anymore. I mean, and it's not like it's the first time I've been shot. And, it's fine. It's really fine, darling. I mean, you're not a minion anymore, so you don't. I mean, I just think it's just stay away from all the guns. Just please stay away from the guns. And, I don't think you're going to shoot me again. You're not going to shoot me because I'm not letting you near any of the guns. And I have something much more important for you to do. A new hideout. We need a new hideout. So, you know, use your imagination. Money is no object. Not a moon base. It's too soon. But anywhere. Just, the White House. Sure, I was thinking more of along the lines of a volcano or, you know, bottom of the ocean, but sure, the White House. Great, so I'll just go and deal with Bond and you stay away from any guns and yay! Just, the White House? I mean, I guess we could always redecorate. We can talk about it over dinner. It's a date. A date. Yay. And now I get to shoot Bond. Today is the best day ever. Ow. No, it's fine. It doesn't hurt. Ow, it really hurts. Just no guns. Just no guns. Just.